Voices and prayers filled the chapel of Christ the King at King's College on Monday as members of the McCallick family, the class of 2015, faculty, and the Wilkes-Barre community gathered in remembrance of Rebecca McCallick, a King's College student who was lost at the age of 19 in a hit-and-run accident on July 24th of this year. Rebecca's mother, Judy Perbula, expressed gratitude to all those who attended and paid their respects to her daughter.
It is so humbling to see so many people come out and support Becca and love Becca and love Becca's family. Becca just was the sunshine, and she's our little sunflower. And she really didn't think that she had a big impact on this world, but she did. So to see her friends here and people that we don't even know at King's, which is so special to all of us, it just means more to us than you can imagine. It's a great comfort, and I hope it will help us heal.
In the 4 months since the accident that took Becca's life, Wilkes-Barre police and local journalists have tried to piece together just what happened that night. The first step in the process was to locate the black truck seen driving away from the crime site. And Citizens Voice feature writer Bob Kalinowski says people across the country helped in this effort with the aid of a YouTube clip.
The YouTube clip that we produced on our website had more than 10,000 hits. So obviously people around this country were trying to help solve this mystery.
Kalinowski has followed Becca's case from the beginning, noting the difference between this and other hit and run cases.
It was different than a lot of other cases. There was no suspect at the scene, no vehicle left at the scene, and not a lot of witnesses. So police got some information along the way that led them to a vehicle. At this point, they seized that vehicle, they've inspected the vehicle, they've taken suspected DNA off the vehicle. At this point, they're still a standstill, and a lot of people may be asking why. I just checked with some of my police sources, and the DNA that they took off that vehicle is still being analyzed in a state police crime lab. And with absent that DNA, they can't really move anywhere. No matter what they suspect happens, they need that DNA back to prove that that is or is not the truck that struck Rebecca.
Detective David Sobachinsky confirmed Kalinowski's statement, telling WRKC, quote, "The DNA is due back soon. It's just a matter of weeks now before a huge development. You'll be seeing something soon, probably before Christmas. There have been a lot of rumors circling around, but the public needs to be patient." Kalinowski says he and others in the media will follow this case to pursue justice and closure for the McCallick family.
Make sure there's justice in cases like this. Nobody really knows what happened. Very few people know what happened in this case, but we do know that there's a 19-year-old girl who had a whole future ahead of her who was very loved that's dead. And because there's no answers, it just makes the grief go on and on and on with no closure. I got an email from Rebecca's mother who just said her every day it's not getting better without answers. She just hopes the person who was behind the wheel of that vehicle would please come forward. And
it has certainly been a long 4 months of investigation and grieving for the family and friends of Rebecca McCallick. Her sister, Claire McCallick, and close friend Samantha Rose say they have been trying to keep Becca's memory alive throughout this process.
Almost every day there's some kind of sign that we're not alone.
It's always music.
Always music.
I feel like it's the same song pops up 100 times a day till I get it that Becca wants me to listen to that song. She's trying to tell me something.
And with me, I got a tattoo for her last month, and it has a dandelion on it because she wrote a song called Dandelions. And I've seen a dandelion every single day since July 24th, every single day.
Why do I do all this waiting then? Why this
I know Becca's still here, and that's what's helping me. Because even though she's not here to talk to me like she used to, she still finds a way every day. She was my best friend. She was my big sissy. I was a little sissy. I was baby C. That's what she called me. I like to sing to her. I can't sing very well, but I try.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm Sarah Sinto.